vacation, you will be able to fill whatever gap we may have. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Miss a service because I'm so used to not missing any. So not being here Thursday was really awkward for me. And it really tested me because, like, the whole time we were in Michigan, Shane and I went on vacation this past week. The whole time we were in Michigan, that Thursday, it bothered me that I wasn't here. It bothered me that I wasn't able to be in this house with you guys to just learn and soak up the presence. But I started to really focus in. Especially that night after I watched a little bit, I really started focusing, because this whole week, God's kind of given me a word when my dad told me that I had to preach today. And the reason I said what I said earlier about the people who have been sitting here wondering when God is going to answer is it starts with this verse. It says in Galatians 6, verse 9, it says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So this whole week, the three words that God gave me for this service was, it's harvest season. And I was really, really contemplating that. I was like, God, it's harvest season. I mean, I get that we're getting to towards the fall months. He's like, no, for this church, it's harvest season. Did you not see what happened with Stephen and his wife? They had a baby. They were 8 months long, didn't even know it. Did you see that there are people in this church that haven't been here for a while, but God's been calling them and tugging on their heart, and they walked in? It's harvest season. And harvest season doesn't come without work. So for the church as a whole, all the serving, sowing, praying, fasting, everything that we've done over the course of us being a church here has sown seeds in different areas and in different people, and God's saying it's time to start reaping on that harvest. But the question that God put on my heart is, are we prepared for it? And not as a congregation body, but personally as well. I believe that it's harvest season for people in their personal life. I believe that there's things that you've been praying, fighting, and searching for that it's time to reap a harvest on. Or even in your family, if there's people or situations in your family that you've been praying about and you want healed, I believe that we're getting to the point where it's time for a season of harvest. But the question is, are we really, truly ready for it? And so the next scripture that I'm going to read,